Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Swiss for Rabbi Mami Mirazi Shiyifu. Nishmas Marashas, the best for Shumar, Snad, the Gunas, the Hanash of Mayor Zev, and Daf Sanacheyam at Aleph, at the bottom, in Sechas Baba Kama, it says, Tani Rabbi Chanina, the Siyuei de Rav. Rabbi Chanina brings a Siyua for Rav. What had Rav said? Rav had said that if somebody was Tovech or Mocher, he pays Keren Kishas Hageneva. It's talking about a case where originally it was worth 4, Kishas Hageneva. The Behema was worth 4, and then Kishas Tvich Mechir was worth 1 Zuz. So in such an instance, he pays the Keren Kein Sheganav. He pays the Keren as it was when he stole it, i.e., when it was worth 4, and the Tashlume Kefel, the Tashlume Arba Bechamisha, he pays Kishas Ha'amod Abedin, which is 1 Zuz. Tani Rabbi Yechia. The Siyue de Rav, so Rabbi Yechia teaches helps out Rav, Baal Habayis, because we have a Brice that says that if a Baal Habayis, that they gave him a Chefetz, in order that he should be a Shomer Chiram on this Chefetz, Shetan Tainas Kanav, because of a Nishba, he was telling that it was stolen, and he swears on his Taina, and therefore he's Pater for paying the Bikadon, the Hoda, and then afterwards he was Moda, that in fact he had lied, and the Bikadon was Biyado, Uvo Edim, and then the Edim come, and they were made, that the Bikadon is Biyado, so the Din is as follows. Im Achelobo Edim Hoda, if he was Moda before the Edim come, so Mishalim Karen V'chomesh. He has to pay the principal, he has to pay another 5th, and he also has to bring a Karban Hashem. Kedin HaKofer B'mamon Chavero, Finishba L'Sheker V'Hoda. However, so that's why he has to pay Karen Chomesh and Hashem. However, he's Pater from Kefel, because he was Moide, and Moide B'Knas Pater. So he doesn't pay the Kefel, but he has to pay the Karen Chomesh and the Hashem. Jimmy Shabo Edim Hoden, if he came, and if he was Moda after the Edim came. So the din is, Mishalim Tashlume Kefil, he has to pay Kefil, and he also has to bring in Asham. V'chum Sho Olalo B'Kfeilo. Even though he was Moda after the Edim came, nevertheless, since he's coming to do tshuva after on his sin, he has to bring a carbon Asham. So, he's coming after the Edom testified. He has to pay the Kefil because the Hodah was too late, a little too late. So he has to pay the Kefil. We don't say Moda B'Knas Pater because the Edom came before he was Moda. He also has to bring the Karban Ashen as part of his Tshuva. V'chumsho olalo b'kfeilo. And the Tashlam of Kefil also counts for his Chiyuv Chomesh because the Chomesh is given to the Baal HaBikadon, that extra 5th. And since he already received the kefil, he doesn't have to pay an additional time. And this din was only said when the kefil and the chomesh are the same. Maran Ahmed Beis is going to explain how this is possible. However, if the kefil is more than the chomesh, it doesn't count for the chiyuv chomesh. Since the chomesh is coming to be mechaper and the shvua, it has to be called a chomesh. And if it's muvla b'toch ha-kefil, it's not called chomesh. Only when it's the same as the kefil, then it's called chomesh. So, v'mishabo edim hoda, mishalam tishlum ha-kefil v'asham, v'chum sha'ola lo b'kfeilo, and the chomesh count for his kefil, if it's the same amount, divre Rebbe Yaakov. That is the opinion of Rebbe Yaakov. And then the Gemara goes on, and says, "V'chachamim omrim, chachamim say that it says the gabei kofer mamon chaveru v'heishav es hashama barosh v'chamishiso mamon hamishtalim barosh." There's a mashma dafka mamon that is not that he is only paying the keren that's called rosh, only ben mosif chomesh, but mamon she'emishtalim barosh, where he's not paying only the keren, like in our case, that the Aiden came and then he was Modeh, so there's also a Chiyuv Kefil. In such a case, he does not pay the Ein Mosif Chomesh. Rashbi Omer, Ein Chomesh Voshim Ishtalim, you don't pay Chomesh, and you also don't bring a Karban Asham, the Mokom Shiesh Kefil. In the case where there is a Kefil, in such a case, there's going to be no Chomesh and no Asham. Katani Mias, we don't know Kopanim this Brisa, Chumsho Ololo Bikfevo Dibir Rebbe Yaakov. That the Chomesh counts for the Kefil, it's Mashmah that the Chomesh and the Kefil are the same. Hechidami. What's the case? What is the case where the Chomesh and the Kefil are identical? If you say that originally B'Shas HaGeneva, the Bikadim was worth 4 zuz, it was of Shavya Arba, and then B'Shas HaMadu B'Dina was worth 4 zuz. So Chomesh Olo B'Kfeilo, in such a case can you say that the Chomesh counts for the Kefil? Kfeila Arba, the Kefil is 4 zuz. V'chumsh zuza, and the chumsh is one zuz. Because it's talking about a case, the meikara shavi arba. So he's doubling up. What's he doubling up? He's doubling up the 4. And what's the chumsh? What's 1/5 of this 4 zuz? So that's 1, after all together. If you add the 1 that he's paying, so 1/5 is going to be 1 zuz. So it's not the same. Elalav, so it must be we're talking about a case, the Nekar Shavya Arba. Originally it's worth Shas HaGneva, because with 4 zuz. Ula B'Sof, Shavya Zuza. And in the end, Shas HaMadu B'Din is worth only 1 zuz. And it turns out that the Kfeil is Zuza, the Kfeil is a zuz. As it was Shavya B'Shas HaMadu B'Din, the chumshe zuza, and the chumish is a zuz, because you assess it according to the keren that's mishtalim kishas hakneva, and mishas hakneva was worth 4. The chumish is going to be a zuz, and then in the end it's worth a zuz. So the kefil is also going to be a zuz. The chumish is a zuz, and the kefil is a zuz. So the chumish counts for the kefil. So almas we see from here that the keren is paid kein shiganav kishas hakneva. The Karen is Kishas HaGeneva. And therefore, when we're figuring out the Chomesh, which is paid Kishas HaGeneva, so that's going to be one Zuz. Because it started out being 4, so it's the 5th that he's paying back. The Karen, in addition to the 5th, is going to be 1 Zuz. The 4 Zuz, and then the 1 Zuz. The Karen is Kain Shaganav. And Tashlumei Arba B'cha Achev Shal Shlumei Arba B'cha Misha Kishas HaMad B'din. And then the Kefil in 4 and 5 are Kishas HaMad B'din. That's how it comes out over here. That the Chomesh is going to be 1 Zuz. And the Kefil is also going to be 1 Zuz. Because B'Shas HaGneva B'Shas HaGneva the Bikadim is worth 4. And therefore, so that's the Karen that he's paying. He's paying the 4 plus the Chomesh, which is 1. And then the Kefil is Kishas HaMad B'Din, which is when it was worth only 1. And therefore, the Kefil is 1. So you see, the Kefil can be the same as the Chomesh. And this is a proof for Rav. Ad kan mitivrei HaGemara. In the Gemara later on, in the Fine Hamad Aleph, there's a machlokas team Rav and Shmuel, if Modeh B'Knas is Pater, even if Achar Kach Bo Edim. We know that it's a general rule that Modeh B'Knas, if somebody admits a penalty, he's Pater. But let's say the Edim come afterwards. Rav holds Pater. Doesn't matter that the Edim came after. But Shmuel says, no, the Edim came after is Yischaiv. So Lechora, from this Braisa, it's Muchach, that Modeh B'Knas is Pater, even if afterwards came Edim. Because it's mashma that if he was modeh lefnei shebo edim, eino mishalim kefil afilu bo edim achakach. What does the Braisa say? The Braisa says, im achelo bo edim hoda mishalim keren v'chomesh v'asham. So if he was modeh and only then the edim came, so what is he paying? He's paying Karen, he's paying Chomesh, and he's paying Asham. but not kefil. So you see, modiv kanas b'achakach bo'edim, he's pater. He's pater from kefil. So that's the mashmos of the Gemara. So that's the achronim, p'nei Yoshua, samech k'nei b'dalet zayin, chazanish b'avakamasim chafos yod aleph. If that's true, why doesn't the Gemara ask later on from this Bryce on Shmuel? Well, hold modiv kanas b'achakach bo'edim b'chayiv. From here you see modiv kanas b'achakach bo'edim pater. That's why we don't mention any kefil over here. So we've been traversing through the shiurim of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu HaGoyin Rav Yaakov Moshe Filevsky Zatzal, and he suggests the following teretz, that it says later on in Amud Beis, La'olam, no. In other words, Rava comes along and he argues. And Rava says, La'olam b'emet medubah, d'mei kara shavya arba. Rava's dope of the rayah. And he says, really, it's talking about where betchila b'shas hagneva, the bekelim is worth four zuz, v'hashtenami shavya arba. And now also it's worth four zuz. B'shas hamada b'din, it's worth four zuz. With the kakashia, not that you had a difficulty, that in such an instance, kfeila arba v'chum she'zuza, what was your kashi? Shebemikre kazeh, the kefil is going to be four. Why is the kefil going to be four? Because it was worth four. It was worth four the whole time. So the kefil is going to be four. And then the chomish is going to be one, because one-fifth of four is one. Right after the end. Right after you give that fifth, then it's going to be five, and then one of five. One-fifth of five is one. So the kakashia kfeila arba v'chum she'zuza. So how do you say that chum she'olu lo v'kfeilo? It's not chum she'olu lo v'kfeilo, because they're two different sums. The kefil is arba, and the chumash is one. Hacha b'may askinan. So what are we talking about here in the Braisa? Kigon shenishba. The shomer was nishba, but the bikadam was nigna. V'chazav nishba. Arba pamim. He swore four times. V'hoda. And then he was nishba l'sheker. At Taira amra. And the Torah says, "V'chamishisav Yosef Alef, Lashon Rabbim, Hatorah ripsa chamishios harbe b'keren achas." In other words, "Hanishba kame pa'amim aloisa keren yischai v'chomesh in every shul." So it emerges that in Mekra Shel Abraita, the chomesh is arba zuzim, zuz echad, on every shul. Right? He's paying a fifth, but he swore four times, so it's one zuz on every shul, and the kefil is also four zuz, as the Bikadim is worth. And therefore, Chum She'olah B'Kfeil, that's how it's the same sum. But not because, like Rav said, Rav wanted to say that Keren Ke'en She'ganav, Keren is paid on Apishas HaGnevan, Tashlumi Arba B'Chamisha V'Kefeil, Shas HaMadu B'Din. We don't see that anymore. So here it's talking about where it was worth the same price all along. And the way Chum She'olah B'Kfeil is if he swore four times. And in such a case, the Chomish is going to be it's going to be a four, and the kefil is going to be four. So there's no raya for Rav. Ad kan midivrei kotzer shel haGemara. Mevuar baGemara shesheyach lomar chum she'olah b'kfeilo only if he's nishba arba pamim. V'nischayev ba'arba chumshin kamo shebi'a Rashi. Shim ein achomish va'ev. If the chomish and kefil aren't the same, you can't say chum she'olah b'kfeilo like we said before, because the kefil is not called chomish. You only say chum she'olah b'kfeilo if it's the same sum. And when's that going to be? That in our instance, he swore four times. So we can ask, that we see in the Gemara later on, Kofdalat Amid Beis, that Chomesh is considered Mammon. And immediately when he was Mischayiv B'Chomesh, Nasa Chiyuv Mammon, Kamo Kol Chiyuv Mammon. And therefore, Miyad Kishahoyda Al HaShvua HaRishayna, Mischayiv B'Chomesh Echad, Shupachos Mechiyuv HaKefal. V'nimtza Shebe'ota Sha'a, Lo'aya Chomesh Olo B'Kfeilo. So how did the Chiyuvay how did they go away when he was mischayev in the end for chumshin? What happened? What happened was nishba, b'chazer v'nishba, and some of Farshim understand it, it's Machokas had to understand it, but some of Farshim understand it. each time, in other words, he was mischayev the chomesh, each time he was nishba, and then he was maida, and then he was mischayev the chomesh. But there you can't say chum sholo b'kfeilo, because there's only one. And the kefil is four. And then again, and then again, and then again. Nishba v'hoda, nishba v'hoda, nishba v'hoda. So where did this chiyuv go? Ech paka chiyuvei achum shen arishonim. They were already chal. The first ones were already chal. How do we say that they go away? And now it's chum sholo b'kfeilo, because altogether it's the same as the kefil. But he was already the Mischaiv 1, 2, 3, and 4 before he got to the... 4 was the same as the Kefil. He was Mischaiv already a Chomesh before he got to the... 4 was the same sum as the Kefil. He was Mischaiv 1, 2, 3, 4. And that's not Chum Sheol Lobik Feilo. So where did those Chiyuvim go that we say now he doesn't have to pay anymore because Chum Sheol Lobik Feilo. He only has to pay once. Yeah, but he was already Mischaiv 1, 2, 3, and 4 before he got to the 4. So we have to say, apparently, that we're talking about he wasn't moida. Ad shenish ba'arba pamin. He was only moida after he swore four times. And it emerges, shelo nitchayev b'shum echad me'arba chumshin. He wasn't nischayev with any of the four chumshes until he was moida l'basof. In other words, he wasn't nischayev until the end, and then in the end, he was moida. And now that he's moida, so he's chayev for zuz. And that's exactly what the kefil is. And then you can say chum sholo b'kfeilo. That's the mashma lashon of Gemara. Shinish bar v'chazi v'nish bar arba pamin b'hoida. It's mashma l'hoida was rak l'basayif, not each individual time. So it emerges from this that we say that chum sholo b'kfeilo is talking about an instance where the chiyuv chomesh is only chal at the end. The chiyuv chomesh isn't chal until the chiyuv kefil is chal. Because in an instance where the chiyuv chomesh was already chal and it was already chiyuv mamin, you can't say afterwards that chum sholo b'kfeilo, it's too late. So according to this, we can explain why the Gemara didn't ask later on Shmuel from this Braisa. Shmuel said, in this Braisa we see, he asked before, because the Braisa says that if Imat Shalobo Eidim, Hodam, Shalom Kerem Bechom is Russian. And there's no Kefil. That was our Kasha before, but now we can add to the Kasha. Because we can say that the Kavan of the Reish is not to say that he was Moda before the Eidim came. He's only going to be Mischaiv Bechomish, below the Kefil. And the Braisi says, Imat Shalobo Eidim, Beho Hodam, Shalom Kerem Bechomish Vashem. So this is not coming to tell us that if he was molded before the Edom came, he's only Mischaev Chomesh, and he's not Mischaev the Kefil. But rather, what the Braitse primarily is coming to tell us is that in such an instance, he's Chayev even the Chomesh, besides the Chiyuv Kefil. Because only in the Sefer of the Braitse that we're talking about where he was Mischaev the Kefil, before the Hodah, we can say that Chum She'olo B'Kfeilo. Because there was no chi of mammon of chomesh yet. And the sefer says, Mishabau Eidim, vi Mishabau Eidim Hoda, Mishalam Tishlumi Kefil, Vasham, Vachum Sha'ola, Vachum Sha'ola, Vachfelo. So in the sefer, we're talking about where he was Mischai of Kefil before he was Mode. And there we can say, Chum Sha'ola, Vachfelo. Because the Chi of Mama wasn't of Chomesh wasn't yet Chal. Because we explained in the Sefer what happened. What happened was he was only Moda after the Eidim came, and then the Chomesh and the Kefil are Chal together. In other words, he was Mischaiv the Kefil. Lefnei Shehoda. And there we can say Chum She'olo B'Kfeilo. Because first he was Mischaiv B'Kefil, but the Chomesh hasn't yet been Chal. Why hasn't the Chomesh yet been Chal? Because he hasn't yet admitted it. And then at the point that he admitted it, the Chomesh was the same as the Kefil. That is when He only was Moide after the Eidim came. But in the Reish of the Braisa, we're talking about Shehodim Etchila, At Shelobo Eidim Hoda. There we're talking about where he was Moide before the Eidim came. There you can't say Chum Sheolo Bekfela, because the Chi of Mamel the Chomish is already Chala Adei Hoda Asa, before he was Mischayev Bekefa. If before the Eidim came, he was Mode. So what happened when he was Mode before the Eidim came? He's already Chayev. Chomesh. Before he was Mischayev Kefal. And the Rice is telling us that B'chai Gavna, he's Chayev even Chomesh besides the Kefal. In other words, now that the Eid is going to come, now the Eidim come. Achelo bo Eidim, before the Eidim came, he was Moide, so now he's Chayev Chomesh. So when it says Mechayev Mekerem Chomesh, it means even Chomesh. And now that the Eidim come, he's also going to be Chayev Kefal. So Bryce is telling us that he's Chayev even Chomesh, besides Kefal. In the Sefer, he's not Chayev. He's not Chayev Chomesh. He's only Chayev Kefal. And in the Reish it's telling us that he's even Chayev Chomesh. And therefore it's not a kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel says, Modu k'nas v'akov bo'edim Chayev Kefal. That's exactly what's happening here. Much lo bo'edim hoda. He's mishalim kerem v'chomesh chayim even chomesh. M'chayim chomesh, in addition to the chomesh, he's also going to be mishalim kefal. You can't say kof v'kof that the kefal is all the chumsha. Only in the sefer the kefal is all the chumsha, but not in the reisha. In the reisha, he was already molded before the Eidim came. So if he's already chayv in the chomesh, when it's chayv in the chomesh, so the kefal is going to be a different sum. Because we're talking about, as Rabbi says, ne'kara shav yarva v'hashta shav yarva. So how much is the chomesh going to be? One. How much is the kefal going to be? Four. They're two different sums. Maybe they have to pay both. Takopanim b'das Rashi, we can't say this because Rashi writes the Ramas Mishalom Kelim Mishalom Kerem v'Chomish V'Hashem Mishum Shuv Ve'Ein Kan Kefal the Mother B'Knas Pater. Rashi says Ein Kan Kefal, so we have to say different the Pshat and Rashi why this wouldn't be a Kasha and Shmuel. But without Rashi, we can say that when the Gemara says that it's Mishalom Chomish means even Chomish but also Kefal, and therefore it's not a Kasha on Shmuel. So we still have obviously loads more to say in the sugya, and may God should give us life and health, and hopefully we'll be able to continue. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.